Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having another terrific, healthy day again, once again in this big world that we live in. And I got a lot of health articles I'm going to be covering today. Make sure you guys are staying up to date on the Ultimate Multiple Powder Sale. Last day on sale today for over 10% off. Be sure to take advantage of it. That's our one and only Ultimate Multiple Powder formula, one of the most popular products we have here at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out. Now, today we got a little bit of a thing we're going to experiment with you guys with today. You know, Ted's going to be tying in as far as on an outside camera to see how it works as far as when either one of us are gone or on vacation or traveling or simply just out of the area for a day or two. And so we're going to be working on that back and forth here on seeing how it ties in. And so are you with me today, Dad? Are you live with us today on the Health Masters Show, the Brower Show?
I am here, Austin, and I am at an undisclosed location on my front porch of the compound.
So we're glad to have you with us today, my friend. And so again, this is why I encourage everybody. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for supporting the Brower Show. Make sure you guys are staying up to date on thebrowershow.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletters, the updates on here. You can see, put in your name, first name, last name, email, click the Brower Show and Health Masters, and you get both reports sent right to your email every single day. Now, I am in the process of getting my email reset right now. Just giving you guys a heads up on that. I had some issues with some stuff on there that was going on, and so I'm having to have that email reset today. I've been talking to my company that does it for me, and so I have not been able to respond to anything over the weekend. Just giving you guys a heads up on that. So I got a lot of backlog emails, I'm sure, when I get it all tied back in this week. So bear with me. Thank you for being patient. And also, too, I need to give you guys another update. I don't know why I keep getting flack on this. I've already explained to you guys last week about it. I've had to raise the free shipping mark from $125 to $150. I went an entire segment last week in detail what's going on with it. Priority Mail has gone up almost 30% in January. All the shipping companies have raised their rates once again in January. I am pretty much insolvent when it comes to shipping costs. I mean, I'm a remnant of the money I make off shipping actually even remotely covers what I pay every single month. And we've had to raise that price point from $125 to $150. So please do me a favor. Please give my staff some slack. Everybody's been calling up, pitching a fit about it. We do the best we can to give you guys the highest quality supplements with the fastest shipping possible in the market. I mean, I don't know many other people that can get stuff to you in 1 to 2 days unless it's Amazon Prime. And then you're just basically supporting a global retail monopoly. So that has changed. That will stay changed on there. It's being updated on everything on the website because there's some parts that still says 125. It is 150 now. So thank you for understanding what's going on with that and the expense and cost that's going up with shipping tremendously over the last year. And again, that's because everybody's Amazon. You want to support Amazon? Y'all did it. This is what happens now. I'm not picking on you guys. I'm saying in general, Amazon used the post office as their basically little do boy for the last decade. They got this post office to actually deliver packages on a Sunday for them only. Nobody else got packages delivered on Sunday except for Amazon. They did that. They contract the post office. And then when the post office was done with them, and when Amazon was done with them, and they didn't need them anymore, and they've already basically ran through them, they said, oh, we're done, post office. We've now built our own infrastructure on the backs of the post office, and we're done with our contract with you. So we're canceling our $3 billion a year shipping contract, and you guys just have fun and figure it out. So the post office came back and said, okay, we're changing everything, 20, 30, 40% increase on all packages now that are being shipped. This is what 100% Amazon's doing with what's happened here now. So again, thank you for understanding that. Thank you for cutting my staff some slack. We're doing the absolute best we can to keep our prices as low as we can and give you guys the best shipping possible anywhere in the world, including DHL. I mean, I don't know out of the countries that ship DHL at our pricing and can get stuff from here to Australia in 3 to 5 business days, you know, for $40, $50. I don't know anybody else who can do that. So we're doing the best we can. So thank you for your support on that. And other than that, what's your first health article here? I'm going to dig in some stuff here in a second, Dad. But what's your first topic you got going on this morning?
Well, the first topic is this test on my iPad is kind of different for me out here working on the front porch. Secondly, all of the news stories that I basically pulled up this morning are still on this iPad. So if I go to the news stories or the health articles this morning, what ends up happening is I end up losing my camera.
Well, that's why we test stuff.
That's why we test stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and shift over to the inside studio again here in about 10 seconds. But give off.
I'll take over then. If you got to switch over, I'll take over and I'll dig into my first health article here.
Sounds good.
All right, copy. And this is why we test stuff, guys, so we can figure out and make sure how it's working. You know, one of the first articles here that's popped up now that a lot of people, I still get emails on and more emails. And Lana gave me another email again the other day that was on this topic. It was on tinnitus, ringing, buzzing sounds loud, an external source. And it goes into detail here in this article about what can cause it, what's actually happening in the body, how the brain is misreading irregular signals as ringing, hissing, or buzzing, and the different causes that can happen with tinnitus. And it says the whistling, clicking, resembling running water, escaping steam, buzzing, hissing, roaring. And pretty much this is what can cause it all. Now, what's interesting about this is I continually keep having repeated individuals tell me that the magnesium brain food can actually help out with tinnitus. Now, again, I'm not making any claims on this whatsoever. What I am saying is that this is something that I've gotten on numerous occasions now. People have told me this, and it comes down here. On supplements, give me camera four. On number 13, it says basically one of the things you can do on the list of different things with tinnitus, it says supplements. Acai, ironically enough, a study found that oral acai extract supplementation reduced tinnitus discomfort across different stages, maybe viable treatment. Second one here,
that's
magnesium.
That's purple stick, by the way.
Right, that's this. The big thing that says acai on it as far as
that's right.
Purple on it. And the second one on here, it's magnesium. Since people with tinnitus tend to have lower magnesium levels compared to general population, this would make sense why the magnesium brain food is allegedly helping out with tinnitus and the fact that it helps get through the blood-brain barrier. And a lot of people, if they are deficient in magnesium, just say why. It also goes on to say here, essentially they took a supplement, magnesium vitamin phytochemical supplement, significantly reduced tinnitus severity after 3 months in people with permanent tinnitus. 2011 study showed that magnesium supplementation significantly reduced tinnitus-related handicap in patients with slight or greater impairment. Interesting enough. Third one on here was zinc. Imagine that. Trace element found in the body and auditory system. Zinc deficiency is common among people with tinnitus, particularly older adults. While most small studies suggest zinc supplementation may reduce tinnitus, more research is needed. So again, zinc being what it is, on how crucial it is for the body, how it is for the immune system, how it is for the reproductive system. There's no reason not to have good high doses of zinc in your body. That's why we have the zinc glycinate. We also put a low dose in the ultra multiple powder. See, this is like the catch-all. It gets everything. But in some cases, you want to increase your dosage on certain things like magnesium or zinc in cases like this. And then the last one on here, imagine that, is the NAC. N-acetylcysteine formula with anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, NAC may help protect against hearing loss and reduce tinnitus symptoms, although more research is needed. So again, NAC coming through once again to basically show everybody how good of an antioxidant support it is, how it can reduce inflammation, how it can detox the body. So those right there, again, I'm not making any claims. Acai, magnesium, zinc, N-acetylcysteine. That's what this article is saying. Does an incredibly good job at reducing tinnitus symptoms in people that are having problems with it.
Well, you know, tinnitus is a real problem.
I mean, oh, I know, especially in retired military.
You know, I mean, you can have all kinds of nerve conduction, all kinds of problems with tinnitus. You can have, it'll drive you nuts, literally. You don't know what to do with it. I can't sleep. And then you start having all kinds of hallucinations. I mean, tinnitus is bad. But, you know, B6. And, you know, and of course, the different B vitamins are real good for that, along with the zinc. And now we're saying that acai is going to help with it, and acetylcysteine.
I mean, that's just, guys, that's just magnesium. an excuse to take more purple sticks. But tinnitus is acting up. I need another purple stick. Now, let me disclose this. We use green tea extract caffeine in here. It's pretty low dose, about 85, 90 milligrams per package on it. Everybody, if you're well aware of this, high doses of caffeine can also cause tinnitus in short term. Please don't email me and say, well, I took 8 acai purple sticks because I want to cure my tinnitus and now my ears are ringing more. Just saying on that.
Give your heart a break.
Give your heart a break. Take one packet at a time as needed. Those things are strong. They're loaded up with a lot of nutrients and a lot of B vitamins. You normally don't need more than one at a time.
I learned something the other day, too, and it has nothing to do with tinnitus or acai or purple sticks.
Oh.
It is a health thing. It's basically drinking sparkling water with CO2 in it.
I've never heard much about that.
Well, you know, a lot of people do that. They like to have, these.
It's much better to drink soda.
Well,
much better to drink soda.
let me share something with you real quick. You know, it's kind of like tastes like Alka-Seltzer to me.
Yeah.
And I don't like Alka-Seltzer.
But it doesn't have phosphoric acid in it.
It doesn't have phosphoric acid in it. But what it will do is irritate the lining of the bladder and prevent proper urination.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just found that out the other day. And the reason I know that is I drank a bunch of sparkling water. And it did that to me. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong now? Because my prostate is great. I have no problem.
So it's just all the CO2 gets in your system?
I don't know what it is. It irritates the lining of the bladder. So if you're having bladder issues or stomach issues, you might want to cut out the sparkling water. Because I know also the CO2 in the sparkling water can actually lower O2 levels or oxygen levels in the blood.
Interesting.
So be careful if you're going to be drinking sparkling water. And if you're going to do it, well, you really shouldn't. It really can mess up the bladder.
I think a little bit. Now, I do know sometimes it can help out with nausea if you're sick. That's what people use, like Sprites, but then that's got high fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah. So just be careful with it, because if you've got a problem already with your prostate, you already have a problem with urination, you don't want to start drinking sparkling water. Just a newsflash. Also, it's saying that aloe vera could be a secret weapon in the fighting of Alzheimer's disease. We've got a great aloe product that really helps to maintain proper bowel function.
It is a great product.
Okay, it works great. And, I saw this article and I thought, what could be the connection between using the bathroom, aloe vera, and Alzheimer's disease? And I will say this, it's toxicity, in my opinion. You know, if you don't use the bathroom, if you don't have a proper bowel movement at least 2 to 3 times a day, your body's starting to store up a lot of junk in the intestinal tract. You know, when they said when Elvis Presley was autopsied, may he rest in peace. I mean, I like the guy. His colon weighed like 60 pounds, just his colon. He was that because he was taking those opiates, and that really stops the bowel movement.
Really stopped bowel movements.
And so he got really, really, really plugged up. And, of course, he needed out of a massive heart attack. You know, so it's kind of sad because that's been a long time ago. But the reality is that you've got to keep your bowels moving. I knew a lady up in Tallahassee. And when I was in college, and I remember she would have a bowel movement once a month, whenever she started her period or her monthly cycle. And I mean, she stayed sick all the time. I mean, always had headaches, always had chronic problems, always had, problem with acne. It just goes on and on and on. But if you can't have the amount of, if you don't use the bathroom like you're supposed to, you're going to have health problems. So we have a really good aloe vera product that helps to do that. It's very inexpensive, like $20 or something like that. And it really will keep your bowels moving on a regular basis, along with magnesium. You know, you take your magnesium every day, your brain food and your magnesium glycinate, your capsules. That really helps keeping your bowels active and moving. But you don't want to use the bathroom once a week. Well, let's do the analogy real quick. Take all the food that you've eaten for the past week and dump it in the garbage can. Put a little bit of acid in it. Heat it up to about 100 degrees. Put a lid on it. Let it sit for about a week. That's pretty nasty. You know, that's what happens to your intestinal tract. It gets pretty nasty. And then you have all these poisons inside of your colon. And that colon has a venous supply that runs right back through the portal vein back into the liver. So it's dumping all of those toxins back into your body, back into your liver. And that's why you have all these detox issues when you don't use the bathroom. That's why you have a massive increase in colorectal cancer. So make sure you keep your bowels moving on a regular basis. In fact, I talked about this one time, on WCIE many years ago. And the lady who basically came after me, who was later indicted on a Ponzi scheme, ended up going to prison, got so mad at me because I talked about having a bowel movement. I have to think that she probably was having problems with constipation and didn't want to hear about it. But she was extremely obese.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And so it's one of those things. It's just you start telling the truth about stuff like this, people get mad because they say, you can't talk about that on radio or on podcasts or on TV. Why not? I mean, the United States is pretty much plugged up from the East Coast to the West Coast as far as constipation. It's unbelievably bad.
Well,
it's because of the glyphosate, the lack of fiber, the lack of water, and the lack of
ultra-processed foods, man. Ultra-processed foods are unbelievably hard for the body to process because there's virtually no fiber. I did an entire show last Monday. You guys need to listen to this when I was solo on here. And I talked about why you have to detox your body if you're trying to get in better shape, lose weight, get better health. You have to detox your body first. You can't sit there and say, well, I'm going to take a scoop of Ultimate Multiple. I haven't gone to the bathroom in 2 weeks. I'm 200 pounds overweight. I ate 4 extra large pizzas and 2 sodas every single day, 2 liter sodas every single day. I'm going to take a scoop of Ultimate Multiple tomorrow, and everything's going to be better. Ultimate Multiple's not going to hurt you. It's going to help out with anything that it can, but you're not going to get top-tier benefits from it whatsoever. because you've got to change your entire lifestyle and clean your body out and detoxify your liver and detoxify your colon and get the gut inflammation down before you can actually get any true real benefits from anything. Because it's like you said, if you have a trash can, it's overflowing. You haven't taken it out in 4 weeks because you're being lazy and the food's rotting in it and there's maggots and flies in it and it's sitting there. And you go, well, if I throw an ultimate multiple capsule on top of it, it's just going to make all the food just go away in the trash can. No, you probably just need to take the trash can out and take the bag out to the trash and to the road and start with a fresh can and then start doing things properly. Just a real basic analogy.
Well, the crazy part is the lady that I knew in Tallahassee had those problems with cancer in her 20s, and she ended up never having children. And the crazy part about all of that is that, you know, you try to help people, you try to talk to them, but they seem to think it's normal to have a bowel move once a month or once every 2 weeks. It's not normal. It's not okay. It's
well,
not
the
healthy.
Gender population has become so accustomed to unbelievably poor health and feeling bad all the time, and then it's suddenly the medical industrial complex's problem. Well, I don't know what's going on with me. Give me a pill or give me an injection to fix it because I don't want to change what I'm doing.
Yeah, I remember.
I just want a drug.
Yes, I mean, years ago, I went over to a place in Winter Haven that basically I was buying some surgical tubing, and I remember they had a Rolodex there. It was like this big round. This is back before, you know, the internet and some people storing stuff on hard drives. They had a Rolodex. It was a circular Rolodex, and it had thousands and thousands and thousands of people in that Rolodex. And I said to them, I said, what the heck is that? Is that your database? Is that your user list? I mean, what is this? And they said, no, that's just the people in this area that have had their colons removed.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? And I looked at them and said, oh, yeah, we have. They do a lot of that here. They remove the colon. And that's the first thing they do. If there's a problem with the colon, we'll just take it out. We'll take out 2 feet of your intestine. Let's take out 3 feet of your intestine. We're going to give you a colostomy bag. And all those people in that Rolex were on a colostomy bag, all of them. And that means that basically their intestinal tract dumps out on the side of their body into a bag, and they've got to dump the feces. And I'm not making fun of this because this is a serious issue, but I've seen it over and over and over again. And that's not where you want to go with your intestinal tract. That's not where you want to go with your colon. But your colon can only handle so much toxicity. But then you get diverticuli in there, and you get pockets of pus and pockets of trash inside of your colon. No, it gets really bad, guys. So you've got to keep your colon clean. Very, very, very important. In fact, one of the things that acai does first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, it really helps to stimulate bowel movements. It's like coffee, but it doesn't have all the side effects of coffee.
Here's an article that came out. It says, what American medicine lost in the past 50 years, how modern medicine can save more lives, but patients feel much less cared for. And it's interesting. It goes into detail in this article. I'll post, you guys can read it. It's a long article, and it talks about how everyday care from doctors and medicine and health was all kind of tied in together, and now how everything's built for speed and profitability. How there really is no construct of actually trying to fix people in most cases. It's about what generates the most amount of revenue and what can you do to keep people on medicine longer and longer and longer to generate more cost. I started banging on that. Tension factor kicked in. The gavel, bro, has spoken. The ultimate multiple wins again. And they're right on here, and it's sad because it talks about how policy sped the shift. When Medicare and Medicaid launched in 1965, they broadened access to care but tied reimbursement to procedures and measurable services. Time, once the currency of physicians' work, was no longer what the system paid for. It was easier to price an x-ray than in conversation. As chronic disease rose, paperwork multiplied, and malpractices' fears nudged testing upward. By 1980, hospital mergers and productivity targets further compress care. Bit by bit, a system built itself between doctors and their patients. Today, clinicians spend nearly 2 hours on documentation for every hour of face-to-face care. That's wild.
That's unbelievable. I remember Dr. Todd was like that. I mean, he'd sit there, he'd talk to you, then also you have to type it all in.
Yeah.
You have to type it all in. What he told you. Had to maintain proper records. And that's for malpractice.
You have to with a lot of that. And the problem is now we've turned into this drug-based medical industrial complex where, I mean, everything now is, well, we have a drug that can cure this, but we're going to shelf it. I mean, the exec from Pfizer, one of the remaining exec from Pfizer said that, I quoted him 3 weeks ago. If they find a drug that actually cures something, they shelf it. They don't bring it to market. They want to keep things like diabetes and cancer as a sustainable disease that they can maintain maximum amount of cash flow from every patient as long as possible until they die. They don't care about making you better. They don't care about getting healthier. This is why doctors very rarely ever talk to you about health. They were very rarely talk to you about your diet.
Well, you got to remember, you know, Kennedy wants to change this. You know, yeah. Right now, nutrition is an elective in medical school.
Yeah.
They don't have to have nutrition. They don't have to have any classes of nutrition whatsoever.
Does that concept kind of like elude you? Like you nutrition's an elective.
Well, no. Yeah, I've done this before. You go to the doctor, you start talking to them about proper eating and diets and supplementation, and they look at you like something's wrong with you. They look at you like a calf at a new gate. Yeah. Like, why are you talking about that? Why are you discussing any of this? Don't you know that I don't know anything about that? And, you know, think about it. It's like if you come to me and you say, I have to have a hip replacement surgery. I don't know anything about that. Nothing. I know nothing about it. That is not my field. And that's the biggest problem. I remember I used to do a lot of counseling, and I had people call me at the house. And they would have talked to me. I don't do that anymore. And I remember I would tell them I don't have expertise in that field. And probably about 80% of the time, I wouldn't charge them anything. And they said, well, you're the only person that ever charged me. I said, I can't help you. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say. I'm not, give me humorous. I don't know how to fix your cat's hemorrhoids. Okay. And you think, what did you say? Yeah. I mean, I got questions like you wouldn't believe about pets and everything else. And I'm like, I don't know how to do any of that. That's not my field. I can't put a new hip in you. Go to somebody who's replaced 1,000 hips.
Yeah.
Who's got really good reviews. Go to one of those people. I don't know anything about doing a facelift on you. I have no idea how to do any of that. And that's why doctors have specialties. And that's why they specialize in certain areas. The problem that we have is when you go to a doctor and you want to talk to them about health, a medical doctor, and they've never taken a class in nutrition, and they weigh 100 pounds, they're 100 pounds overweight, and they're sitting with a cigarette in their mouth, how are you supposed to get advice from that person? No, I'm serious now.
Yeah, I know you're
I mean,
wrong.
I've seen it. I've seen it back in the 60s and 70s. You go to visit the doctor, they got an ashtray in their office. And like, how, why, and they got a, and behind them is a whole rack of alcohol, and they got a bunch of, you know, Jack Daniels behind them. And you go, well, I need to know how to get healthier. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's see how that works out for you. I have no idea how to be healthy. And that's the problem with these guys when you go to. Like a lot of these guys are now giving you, you know, Ozempic. Here's another article just came out. It says, doctors warn Ozempic can cause eye strokes and blindness, and fresh warning over the weight loss injections. And this one doctor says, you can wake up blind. Now, you know some horrible things to think about, but waking up blind, being able to see perfectly, and then waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning and everything's black, that'd be a nightmare. A top health expert has issued fresh warning over the life-changing effect of weight loss drugs like Ozempic blindness. Several studies have now linked to medications and conditions that cause inflammation and block blood flow to the eye, causing severe and sometimes permanent vision loss. The drugs were first linked in 2024 to a rare irreversible condition called anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, and leads to permanent vision loss. Last year, researchers detailed 9 new reports of U.S. patients who were blind after taking these drugs. This is unbelievable. They found that 7 patients were diagnosed with this. One woman injected one dose for her diabetes and woke up the next morning blind in her left eye. This prompted her to stop the medication for 2 months before her diabetes forced her to go back on it. 2 weeks after he started, she lost vision in her right eye and was totally blind.
Jeez, that's
like a nightmare from hell. Just change your diet.
That's like a bad horror movie, dude.
Another woman been taking for a year woke up one morning with painless shadow over her left eye. Testing revealed blood vessels in her retina had become damaged, leading to blindness. And another patient suffered bleeding in their left eye after taking it for a year. And so as the researchers wrote in a study published in JAMA last year, that is not exactly clear what's causing the side effect. The experts say that while the exact cause is unclear, these drugs rapidly lower blood sugar levels, could be damaging the blood vessels in the eyes, leading to vision loss. Estimates suggest about 1 in every 10,000 patients experience this side effect. Personally, I think it's higher than that. And Dr. David Sinclair, Harvard's genetic professor, said this week that Dubai's World Government Summit, that he is working on a potential anti-aging treatment that may be able to restore the vision of people who've been blinded by this. Sinclair referred to the condition as eye stroke, warning people can suddenly wake up blind. He also said there are 3 times the incidence in the condition a day than a decade a day because of this drug. You know, but the crazy part about it is, Austin, you think about it, a person is so desperate to lose weight. You know, they're 100, 200 pounds overweight. This is what this drug was designed to do initially, right? For weight loss, for diabetes control, and suddenly they don't know what to do, but they never think about changing their diet. It's mind-boggling. You know, and I know so many people with adult-onset diabetes who eat 10,000 calories a day that are 400 and 500 pounds. And you're like, just stop. But the problem is they don't want to stop. I had another guy who was a friend of mine, and still is a friend of mine, He was drinking a gallon of diet sodas a day, working, you know, as a mechanic in a mechanic shop because of the heat. Thought he was going to be better off drinking the diet sodas. He ended up going blind in his left eye. And I warned him and warned him and warned him that aspartame could cause blindness. He didn't listen to me until he went blind in his left eye. And by the grace of God, he stopped doing it then. And now he can still see through his right eye. He can still drive. But does it take that? Does it take you going blind to realize that these kind of drugs really aren't what you should be doing to start with? My opinion on this, Austin, eat chicken and vegetables. Well, the chicken gives you the protein. The vegetables give you the fiber. And, you know, you could eat fish and vegetables, chicken and vegetables, beef and vegetables, anything you want. But just learn that you can eat a lot of food if you want to do it, but make sure the food is healthy. It really is important.
The class action against Ozempic is just getting bigger and bigger. There's over 1,400 lawsuits consolidated now in the multi-district litigation, and they said there's no end in sight right now. I mean, it's just adding up and adding up and adding up. And it's going to come down to whether Novo Nordisk knew that these side effects were possible and they concealed them. That's going to be the big thing for Novo Nordisk on this, if they're going to be held culpable on this because they just simply tried to cover these up. The biggest thing that I think Novo Nordisk is going to ride on, and this is the big thing that's going to, we're going to play a factor, is that they never, ever said in any literature that this drug should be used for fat loss or weight loss. They said this is a type 2 diabetic drug. That's where it's going to come into play, is whether these doctors now are going to be – can these doctors be held liable for it?
Oh, yeah.
For prescribing stuff that wasn't prescribed?
Well, what happens is when you have when you have any type of class action suit like this, they involve everyone.
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody gets subpoenaed. Everybody becomes a defendant. They'll list 25 defendants if they have to, because they look for the deep pockets. They find out the people who've got the money who could basically pay these fees and fines and everything else, and they go after them.
Yeah,
that's it. If you've ever been in a lawsuit, you'll find that's true. Everybody becomes a defendant, and they want to say, it's like they're so happy. The boys that breathe free air, get a hold of one of them.
But, you know, you got to think about it, though. For some people that really, you know, because you got to remember, a lot of times these doctors, they like to push drugs. This Ozempic's expensive stuff. A lot of times insurance is paying for it. So what they would do is the doctors were manipulating the blood work. I had somebody tell me this. They went to get blood work done. The doctor said, "Well, if you want to lose weight, I can get you on Ozempic." He goes, "Well, I'm not diabetic. You know, my A1Cs are great." He goes, "Well, I'll show you what to do. Basically, you spike your blood sugar and take orange juice right before you basically get your blood work done. Spike your blood sugar through the roof, get your blood work back. I'll submit it. Insurance will pay for it now because it'll show that it's trying to get your blood work down." He told me it's a detail.
He's culpable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that these doctors were doing this to get these big kickbacks.
But remember, I'm going to defend the doctor for a second. Okay, there's no defense for this. I'm going to defend him. I'm going to take the devil's advocate
on this one.
Nah, I don't say devil. I'll be the doctor's advocate. You know, here's the thing.
Unintended.
The doctor doesn't know what to do as far as eating chicken and vegetables. Newsflash.
Or berberine ultimate.
Yeah, the concept has eluded them. They've never been taught that in medical school.
They don't teach them this. The berberine and cinnamon extract.
Oh, yeah, you're going to drop some weight. There you go. And then the thyroid support. But they don't know that. They really don't know this. And so what happens is they get desperate for this person who's desperate to drop their blood sugar and desperate to drop weight. So they say, "Well, if you just spike your blood sugar with some orange juice, I can get you on this, get it paid for insurance." And the doctor's not being mean necessarily. He's trying to find a solution to this problem that he doesn't know how to fix. And the problem is the continuing education classes for these doctors don't talk about berberine. You know,
dihydroberberine.
They don't talk about it. Yeah. A lot of berberines simply don't work. They're not the dihydroberberine. But the problem that you run into is that the doctors at that point don't really know what to do, but they know there's a serious problem with this person with weight loss. There's a serious problem with blood sugar. There's a serious problem with diabetes. And they're grasping for solutions.
Okay.
I'll defend them on that. If they don't know, they don't know.
Yeah.
But rather than going in and studying the literature and trying to find out, they just say, "Well, this works." And it does work.
Yeah.
But it's got so many side effects. And what it does, it brings down the sugar levels because it controls the blood sugar insulin levels, and it stops the storage of body fat. And when you have that all happening at once, you kind of go, okay, it does work. But at what cost, Austin?
That's the problem, is at what cost? Intestinal blockages, stomach paralysis, vision loss. I mean, what was the one? Necrotizing pancreatitis or whatever?
No, it's
the pancreas starts dying. They have to cut part of your pancreas out.
You got to leave the pancreas. They teach in medical school, leave the pancreas alone.
Cut part of your pancreas out now because of this stuff?
A lot of them have to call the Whipple surgery. They take out the pancreas. Oh, by the way,
speaking of
not seeing and not hearing and not wanting to know, I've got to cover this for a second. Oh, this is not health or nutrition, but it's something we got to talk about.
Please don't say Sydney Sweeney. Is this where we're going?
No. But it would have been better than this. Okay. The other night they had this guy named Bad Bunny singing at the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
Now you got to think through this for a second.
I don't even know who won the Super Bowl.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Bad Bunny. Now think about it for a second. You're the promoter of the Super Bowl. You know, there's all kinds of singers that you can call on, but you got to pick Bad Bunny. This guy's filthy. All right. And he's Hispanic. So he sings in Spanish. So the entire Super Bowl halftime performance is Spanish. And he's singing, but nobody knows what he's saying because half the population doesn't speak Spanish. Probably the other half does now.
Well, because last time I checked, I'm not really sure. I'd have to go look around again. I'm pretty sure we're still in the United States, aren't we?
No.
No?
This is Little Cuba.
Little Cuba?
Especially here in Florida.
In Florida?
You go to Walmart now, everybody speaks Spanish.
It's still the United States. That's somebody checked.
It used to be. It was down in Miami. Now it's kind of crept up this way. But here's what it says. Here we go. Introduction, Bad Bunny. And he goes, here's how he starts singing.
I'm reading, translating what he said.
Yeah. And he asked me if I have a lot of girlfriends. A lot of girlfriends. Today I have one. Tomorrow I have another. Hey, but there's no wedding. And he asked me if I've got a lot of girlfriends. And now this
is how the song starts off. I didn't translate. I didn't hear what.
I'm going to take them all to the VIP. Hey, say hello to the auntie. Say hello to the selfie. Say cheese. Let the ones I already blanked, using the F word, smile in a VIP, VIP A. He says the F word. He sings it in Spanish. Say hello to Annie. Say, let's take a selfie. Say cheese. Let the ones who've already forgotten about me smile. And it just gets worse from there. Then he starts talking about his appendage. I'm not making this up. Okay. In Spanish. Now, the Spanish people are going nuts. You know, all the white people who don't speak Spanish, I did say white people, basically, or the blacks who don't speak Spanish, they're all going, what is he saying? Okay. And he plays this filthy set of lyrics throughout it was so bad they had to cut some of it out before he even sang it. They left the rest of it in. It was the most filthy thing that they've ever played before on the Super Bowl. And it just shows you who controls the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same group who brought all the pornography and all the prostitution into Germany in the 20s in Berlin.
It's the boys that love free air.
And so when you understand this, you go, but it was right in the middle of an unbelievably horrible Super Bowl anyhow. So it was a horrible singer and a horrible Super Bowl. And basically it's just part of it. And it's just, and you sit back and you go, it's Super Bowl fans. So this is from Daily Mail, sickened after translating Bad Bunny's X-rated Spanish lyrics. This is pure degeneracy. Now, why would that surprise you? Now you guys ask me, who played in the Super Bowl? I don't even know. I don't even care. I don't want to know. Don't send me the link. I don't care. It's all stage theater. Hey, Andre the Giant is playing. Is going to fight Hulk Hogan today. Well, they're both dead. It doesn't matter. We'll do AI. We'll have Andre fighting Hulk. And you're like, it's all staged. What the NFL is not
sport.
It's entertainment. It's listed as
entertainment.
Yeah, it has licensed. It has nothing to do with who the best team is. It's who they can make the most money from. That's what it's all about. And it's all rigged. There's some really good athletes out there. They really know how to play, and they're fast, and they can catch balls, and they can throw balls, and it's fun to watch. But it's Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan. Don't bet money on this crap. And don't even watch it. It's a waste of time. My buddy Van Green, who's my workout partner, played for Buffalo and played in the NFL back in the 70s. And he told me after they got out, they wanted him to run numbers for him. Okay? And then he basically said, I'm not going to do that. And they said, well, if you don't learn anything from this, never let your friends bet on the games. They're all rigged. This is the mafioso groups out of Vegas. This is the Italian mafia. The mafia. The Jewish mafia. They're all running this stuff. They're paying off refs, they're paying off umpires, they're paying off players, and we see it over and over again when we see these people getting busted in these deals. Don't get yourself wrapped up in it. I'm a Seminole. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You know, I'm a New England Patriot. Look at me. Look at me. I am so cool. No, you're not. You're pathetic. I'm sorry. No, if you have to identify with somebody and you're so wrapped up that you know every statistic from every game for the last 40 years and you're that wrapped up in it, maybe if you apply that type of knowledge to your workplace and what you do for a living, maybe it'd be really prosperous. I don't know.
No, that's a fact.
But my gosh, how much time do you want to waste? And why? And the reason they've done that, Austin, they've taken away our personal identity.
Correct.
And they beat us down so bad that they have now destroyed us. The husband can't get along with the wife. The wife can't get along with the husband. The husband hates his job. The wife hates his job. Everybody hates everybody, you know, unless you're walking in love with Christianity. And now all of a sudden you got your life is awful. So what you do, you have to identify to have another life. I'm a patriot. Look at me. And all of a sudden now you have something to look forward to, something to hope for. And you don't realize it's rigged. It's pathetic. So don't allow yourself to go there. I can't believe you're talking like this. I'll never watch your show again. Okay, I got it. I understand. But the reality is I can't help it when Super Bowl fans are sickened after translating Bad Bunny's X-rated Spanish lyrics.
Well, this is pure,
they always have a satanic halftime show. Here it is again.
Well, and then my whole thing is I'm not going to give much coverage or credence because I have no respect for the NFL as an actual whole. But the truth about this is this shows you how many people are still just mindless, useless individuals that still support the show, that still went to the show, that still continue to spend their money.
The NFL show.
Expensive tickets. Yeah, I mean, people still packed out the stadium to go see that stupid game, knowing that they've promoted that ding-dong for the last 6 months as far as doing this halftime show. They brought that up months and months and months ago. So, again, use discernment, use wisdom. Put your money where your mouth is.
He should be perverted, Bad Bunny. I mean, what a bunch
no,
of weird
my,
stuff.
My thing is this, is why in the world do you want to give your money to something that you're diametrically opposes you? If a company, if a corporation absolutely hates you, they don't respect you at all.
I mean, the guy sounds like a misogynistic pig.
Well, no, ladies,
why are you not rebelling in aggregate that somebody would talk about women like this on a doggone halftime show?
Isn't that an ironic topic, though? You'll hear all types of fodder from females about the misogyny and this and this and this. And the guy says this statement, or he opens a door for a woman, and how dare he? This guy has a halftime statement. When's the last time you heard him bring it up? What's that stupid show?
View.
The View. Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you heard The View go after him as far as the lyrics of this or any of that? Nothing. Because they're told what to cover and what not to cover to keep the content where it's supposed to be and the vices it can. So, again, guys, vote with your dollars. If you support a company and what they stand for, support them. But stop giving money to companies that absolutely hate you. I've never understood that concept. Switching gears, though, this is a topic I really wanted to cover today. It's a really good article here. It says the stress-gut connection. Why anxiety fuels weight gain and how to break the cycle. This is a really interesting article. It says stress disrupts digestion, gut bacteria, and weight. But modern science and traditional medicine offer ways to restore balance. The hidden link between stress and the gut. Stress is more than just a mental burden. It changes the way your body works. When you're anxious, overworked, extremely stressed, those hormones alter eating habits, disrupt the intestinal environment, and often lead to obesity. It says nurturing these healthy bacteria in your diet, getting stress down, maintaining cortisol, and helping out with the overall lifestyle maintains balance, reduces inflammation, and creates a body less prone to weight gain. How stress disrupts the gut microbe. The gut is often described as the second brain because the brain-gut axis, a two-way communication system linking digestion, mood, and immunity.
Through scalar waves, by the way. There's no connection as far as you don't have little bacteria tied to nerves.
No, they're not tied to nerve.
But everything talks to everything else in the body like that. It's because we're an energy field.
Listen to this. When you feel stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, this delicate network falls out of balance, causing problems such as irritable bowel syndrome, bloating, constipation, and diarrhea. The body activates the flight or fight response. This triggers the adrenal glands to release cortisol. Stress hormone that alters gut motility, changes appetite, encourages fat storage around the abdomen. Over time, this constant hormone surge disrupts gut flora, weakens metabolism, and contributes to obesity and inflammation. The spleen system, the liver system, and the kidney system are the most that are affected on this as far as the overall back end after the digestive tract. And it says this is how stress drives weight gain. Emotional eating. A lot of people, when they're stressed, they go to seek comfort food. It's not just a bad habit. It's rooted in biology. Stress dampens activity in the prefrontal cortex while activating the brain's reward system, making high-fat, high-sugar foods especially appealing. This is why people go towards crunchy, salty foods or basically sugary foods. Essentially, emotional stress can cause these issues to be disrupted in digestion and circulation. Stress doesn't just change behavior. It rewires metabolism. Chronic stress triggers excessive release of cortisol, the stress hormone from the adrenal glands. This elevated cortisol promotes fat storage, particularly in the belly, increases appetite, disrupts sleep, and drives inflammation. Now, it's interesting because I had a good friend of mine, a couple, and his wife was having a really hard time trying to lose weight. And she was actually eating very clean. She was exercising. She was trying to take some supplements. And she was making progress, but it was really, really slow. And I asked her eventually, because they came over a while back ago and they were talking, and she was asking me some different stuff, and I was giving her some tips. And I said, well, what about, you know, your lifestyle? She goes, well, one thing that's a known fact right now is my job. She goes, I'm unbelievably stressed right now. She goes, it's like these deadlines they're doing constantly. They're overworking me. They've got like three different people's jobs now they've put on top of me. They're not paying me any more money. I'm constantly trying to work overtime, but I'm not getting paid because I'm on salary. And I said, well, that's a big factor. I said, if your cortisol's through the roof and you're not hardly getting any sleep and you're not resting, you're constantly stressed, you know, you can get your metabolism in check the best you can. You can take the proper supplements. You can get your blood sugar in control. But if your cortisol's maxed through the sky every day, you got a problem.
It's hard to lose weight.
It's hard to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And so she ended up getting a new position, transferred to a different part of the company. Her whole job description completely changed. And I saw her recently, and she's lost like 30 more pounds.
That's great.
And she's like, I feel great, Austin. She goes, I've been taking the supplements. She's been on the berberine. She changed her whole diet. She goes, it's funny. She goes, I changed jobs. I was way more relaxed. I started being able to sleep at night, and the weight just started dropping off with the protocol that I was on.
It's cortisol.
I said, it was cortisol then.
You know, you can lose 5 pounds in a month just stopping coffee.
Yeah.
Because of cortisol. I mean, I'm talking, don't even change your diet. You can drop 5 pounds in a month because that coffee elevates the cortisol, which elevates the weight gain, which elevates the body's stress response, which prevents you from losing weight. It's crazy how it does that, but just taking coffee out by itself will do that. Purple sticks don't make you gain weight because they don't elevate cortisol. That's great.
Well, the way, people also, too, tying into this thing, a lot of people don't realize how much a good quality night's sleep will do in helping also burn body fat. If you're getting in a good 6, 7, 8 hours, how many of you need at night, a good, true, restful sleep, like with the total rest and the melatonin, you'll be shocked. If you have your diet in line and your supplements in line, you'll be shocked how much easier you burn body fat than if you're super stressed and you're up all night working and you're worrying and you're all stressed out all the time. You get proper sleep and you throw that in, reduce the cortisol. If your blood sugar and your supplements and your food are in line, especially your training, you'll drop body fat like butter in a microwave.
You will. By the way, the little-known colon cancer risk factor that doctors are now warning about. Researchers at UT Southwestern examined 33 colon cancer patients, including 14 under 50 years of age. Now, remember that vaccine that a bunch of people took a few years ago is causing a massive increase in cancer. And what they're saying is that the colon had become unusually stiff and rigid. The stiffened tissue caused cells to multiply faster, potentially raising the risk of dangerous mutations. It also raised the risk of scarring to the colon, which would trigger further cell growth. Research said the stiffened tissue was driven by chronic inflammation. This is caused by glyphosate. Roundup. This is from bread. This is from the amount of glyphosate and they round up. They spray on wheat a week before it's harvested, which gets into the wheat kernel. And then you cook it, and the wheat kernel basically now is contaminated with Roundup. And you cause massive inflammation between the GMOs and the Roundup in your intestinal tract. We now have a chronic inflammation with all these people that are gluten intolerant. And it's causing this colon to stiffen up and become more cancerous. Research said the stiffened tissue was driven by chronic inflammation, which altered the collagen, a key structural protein in the colon, causing it to become rigid. It was not clear what had triggered the chronic inflammation. Yes, it is. They know. They're not saying. But in previous cases, poor diet, there you go, smoking, lack of sleep, also just covered that again, and chronic gastrointestinal conditions, including stress, which will really mess your gut up, has been linked to inflammation. I can't emphasize the importance of sleep. You'll hallucinate after about a week without sleep.
You will.
You'll start hearing voices in many cases. You start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. You can commit suicide. That's why one of the biggest problems with bipolar patients is that they can't sleep. And when they can't sleep, they get more and more and more psychotic. You'll see it in their eyes. Their eyes will start looking like Britney Spears. They start looking nuts. And what happens is they start hearing stuff. They start seeing stuff. They start getting super depressed. They start having anxiety issues. They can't. Then it makes the sleep even worse. And then pretty soon they start thinking about suicidal thoughts. And it happens all the time. Dr. Emma Hagong, A surgeon in Southwest who led the study told Daily Mail the scientists are now working to establish the cause of the inflammation, saying we need to both upstream and downstream to analyze this and why these links have been done to the inflammation. And you see it over and over and over again with young people in their 20s and 30s and 40s coming down with colon or rectal cancer and having all kinds of health problems. But I can also say this. If you increase your antioxidants, your A, your D, your C, and you start increasing those types of levels in your diet, every morning I get up and I take a scoop of the powdered vitamin C. It's about 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams. I take two purple sticks. I put it in a glass of water. I take 5 turmeric. All that's designed for inflammation, to reduce inflammation and to basically, you know, allow my body what it needs from a nutrient standpoint after I've slept all night. Those are the first things that go in my body every morning. Very, very important that you do that.
I need to see, has our volume, guys, in the back end, has our volume changed at all today? I've had Lana text me, and I had another customer tell me that their volume seems extremely
low. We were messing with my microphone outside.
They said they can't hear us very good. I just got another text on that.
Is Michael still here?
Yeah. Have we lowered our volume on the mics at all today, guys? We haven't? Okay. I wasn't sure if it was anything different on there.
We'll check it after the show.
Maybe more, though, when you were on the other platform.
It may have done something to it.
Because I haven't checked my phone since
My iPad's disconnected now with my camera, so it can't be anything I'm doing here, but it may have automatically done something. We'll check it after the show. I apologize for the low volume. You may have to turn your volume up a little bit right now.
Crank it up a little bit. All right, other news. This is a really interesting article, and I have not ever heard this before. This is pretty cool. It says, daylight exposure linked to better blood sugar control, small diabetes study. Getting sunlight and fresh sun and fresh air.
That deals with production of melatonin again.
Says daylight may be a free blood sugar aid many people are not using. The study published in the journal Cell Metabolism recently suggested that spending time in natural sunlight can be a helpful addition to blood sugar control strategies for people with type 2 diabetes. Researchers recruited 13 people to test how their office environment affected their health. All participants were assigned to the same building. One group was seated at desks with large south and west facing buildings, maximizing daily sunlight exposure. The other group was placed in rooms fully shuttered. No natural light whatsoever, only artificial LEDs. Okay.
Sounds awful.
That sounds horrible. I would want to be the test subjects on that one.
Well, you know, up north right now, sorry, it's, you know, up in Canada, it gets dark like 3, 4 in the afternoon.
I'll try Alaska where it's dark for a month.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sweden did not even get light for much.
Since participants sat at their desk from 8 to 5, mimicking the normal typical hours. After a break of at least 4 weeks, participants returned for a second session. This time, those who were in the artificial light setting switched to the natural light and vice versa. All participants had type 2 diabetes. They did not wear any sunscreen during the study period and were an average age of 70 years old. Apart from the light source, all other lifestyle parameters, meals, sleep, physical activity, screen time, were kept strictly identical. Researchers found that when participants spent time exposed to natural light through a window, they maintained their blood sugar within a healthy range more often than when they were in the room with just LED lights. Glucose swings over 24 hours were smaller with natural light, and smaller swings were linked more time spent in the normal range. Of the course of the day, people burn more fat and less carbohydrates under natural light, both during quiet rest on day 4 and after a mixed meal test on day 5. Participants' melatonin levels were also elevated in the evening that were in the natural light area. Pretty much everything got better when they had natural light exposure.
Well, you have to understand, the Bible says that God is light. You know, we're creating God's image. And the energy field that is God feeds us.
Well, you get energy from the sun.
Yeah, and we talk about that. And you know, that's why the entities that are basically on the dark side of this, that were cut off from God, they can't get energy like that from the universe that we're in. They're cut off. God cut them loose.
See, that could be a reason why they're constantly spraying chemtrails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that of course it is.
Geoengineering,
they're trying to destroy us. Because remember, they want to destroy us because we're made in God's image. These entities can only be fed through sacrifice. We've talked about it in depth. We're not going there today.
We're not going there today.
And so the problem with all of this stuff is that, you know, they want to disrupt your sleep patterns because they know it makes you psychotic.
Yeah.
It makes you suicidal. It makes you not who you are. And then they want to produce, that's why it's so important to turn your Wi-Fi off at night.
Yes.
Because the Wi-Fi comes through the brain and the body thinks you're in bright sunlight and it doesn't want to produce melatonin to let you sleep. That's why our melatonin process is so important. And then we've got another one too. Common sleep aid used by millions actually worsens sleep quality. Millions of people rely on sleep aid to get their Z's, but this shows that these noise machines are no good. While many people use a steady hum of pink noise to drown out background noise and facilitate sleep, a study found that adding pink noise to a noisy environment had a counterproductive effect. These are the sleep machines. You hear that?
I kind of like some of those for the rain machines. We used to have one of those with a motor home before.
No, and once you hear it for a little while, you'll start hearing a rrr. You know, it starts making these funny noises.
Digital tone.
Because it's digital tone in the background. Research at the University of Pennsylvania said that the healthy adults who listened to the pink noise, a deep, already sounds familiar to rainfall or waterfall, lost 19 minutes of sleep in a crucial part of the cycle.
You should have frogs in the background. They added it with your ears.
Wait, pink. I told your mom loved to use those things, and it was funny. And I told her one night, I said, all I hear is this mechanical sound. It's just a
everybody hears it differently.
Oh, my God. 25 healthy adults, ages 21 to 24, participated in a sleep study published in the Journal of Sleep. Researchers tested the sleep. Each morning, participants complete a tested survey and measure sleep quality, alertness, and health effects. When exposed to aircraft noise alone, people reported that their sleep felt lighter and more fragmented. This is why you go to an airport and have those jets all night. Rate of their overall sleep quality is worse than on quiet nights. What I like when I'm in my bed at night sleeping is nothing. Quiet. No noise.
I like a fan on.
Except when I have to get in a hotel room with you.
We can't
snore.
We don't share.
It's awful. Anymore. Awful.
We don't share rooms.
Don't pillows at each other all night.
It's miserable. Nobody sleeps.
No, and you know, and what did Kevin Costner say? This lady's going to make you mad. If a woman can't sleep beside her snoring husband, she ain't tired enough.
It's horrible.
That's one of my favorite.
I like a fan on a night. I like a fan. I like circulating air when I sleep. I like it to be an ice box.
Well,
preferably, I like to hang
and another
my bedroom.
Study found that if you get hot in the middle of the night, in other words, you get under the covers, right? You pull a down comforter over your head, and you're cold. You jump in bed. About 2 hours later, you're sweating, and you wake up. You know, and your feet are hot, and you're hot. That it really disrupts sleep patterns. They say you need to stay cool all night. That's why now they're selling those little mattress covers that have air blowing through them, but they're noisy. They're horrible.
And I tried one at one of the stores.
Me too.
They're cooling. They're really nice.
But they're noisy. You hear the fan blowing the whole time.
But you don't sweat.
And then they have pillows that are hundreds of dollars that are supposed to get ventilated, which, by the way, don't buy those. They don't work. And I tried one.
I was going to buy one.
Oh,
I liked the pillow. It was great. And they came back and said, well, it's $250. Yeah. I said, well, you got yourself a pillow, guys. Here you go. Buy $250 pillow.
But they don't work. I had one. And I had
it was comfortable, though.
I returned it, though. It was okay, but it didn't cool anything down.
I used to have a Sobacar pill, and I lost it.
And buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
I still have mine.
The problem with those, you sweat on those. Mine does, they get hot. You kind of get down. They just start wrapping around your head. Buckwheat.
But, all right, okay, what's the next
one? Anyways, well, back to what I was saying to close off here. It says natural light is more effective in synchronizing the body's biological clock with the environment than artificial lights. We know that, which has lower light intensity and narrower wavelength spectrum. This goes back to why you need to get outside some. You got to get away from the LED sometimes. I get it. Everybody's got work. Everybody's got stuff that they got to do. But at the end of the day, sitting underneath LEDs on their screens 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day and never getting any sunlight. Because the problem is a lot of times what happens is people go to work when it's dark because of the commute. Right. They're driving when it's dark.
Seasonal affective disorder.
They get to the office. They sit on LEDs in front of a screen all day. Well, then, because of our brilliant legislators that still can't figure out how to get their head out of the sand, we still have daylight savings time down here in Florida, which I have no idea why. So suddenly, you leave. When it changed again a couple months ago, I left the office at like 5:30. It's pitch black outside. I'm like, well, this is fun. So a lot of times people have that where they leave the house when it's dark, they get home when it's dark, they're in the office all day, and then they wonder why they're having a lot of sleep issues. That is why. So make sure you're trying to get some natural sunlight as best you possibly can and make sure you're staying stocked up on proper supplements for sleep if you need it, like the Total Rest, which got the GABA in it, the melatonin, and especially the magnesium brain food. The magnesium hits so many nails on the head. You know, tomorrow there's an article.
Over 300 biochemical reactions in the body.
There's an article I'm going to cover tomorrow. I don't have enough time today, but it's on fibromyalgia. If you have an issue with fibromyalgia, you're going to want to listen to the show tomorrow because I'm going into detail on the chronic condition with the widespread pain and natural ways to relieve it with fibromyalgia.
Let me tell you a story.
I'm solo tomorrow, by the way, guys. You guys be ready for that one.
We had Danny, okay, who had fibromyalgia real bad. And after she'd lived here with us, she's kind of a living nanny. She didn't go home at night, but she was eating all of our food. After about 6 weeks, she was off all her medication. And she goes, I don't know what in the world you guys have done, but I don't have fibromyalgia anymore.
Uh-huh.
But you have chronic inflammation, you're going to end up with all kinds of problems, including fibromyalgia.
Well, remember, there's certain nutrients that are used as far as the nerve receptors and everything else, and that's one of the issues of fibromyalgia is it's an inflammation disorder, and it starts disrupting the body's pathways, and it starts increasing pain and different signals. And it basically starts, little bits of pain start becoming increasingly, it can be very, very debilitating. Fibromyalgia is very real. However, there's natural supplements you can do and natural protocols you can do. And I'm going to go into detail that on tomorrow's solo show. I got a big health show lined up for you guys tomorrow. So be ready for that one. On top of all the different other supplement sales we have going on, like the product of the week, and also on some of the protocol kits. If you guys have checked those out recently on camera four, the basic healthy lifestyle kit, incredibly good, effective kit as far as where it's a base. It's got the B complex, it's got the ultra multiple, it's got the D3. That's a really good foundational kit as far as the basic healthy lifestyle kit, and also the immune support kit. That's our standard. That's the vitamin D3, vitamin C.
Great, right? I take that stuff every day.
No, that's a standard on here. And then on top of that as well, and also too, I'm going to make sure we get this updated, is that everybody is seeing what's going on. I told you guys again yesterday, I'm telling you guys again today, free shipping on orders over $150 or more. On orders of $150 or more, there's free shipping. On orders of $150 or more, there's free shipping.
Are you saying that on orders over $150 or more,
I'm saying
free shipping?
It.
Okay, here's
y'all
the,
heard
here's
it.
Here's the problem we've got. Not everybody who orders products listens to the show.
That's exactly right. So I'll probably have to send an email out.
So
on it too.
I have to admit, you know, we didn't do as good a job as we needed to as far as telling everybody that. I got to admit that one.
I was a little sloppy on that one.
But we tried. We tried.
I did try. But however, the problem with it was, what happened was, it was one of those events that I had to do pretty quickly.
Because of the rate.
Because of the rates going up. And what happened was, my shipping expenses, when I saw my statement from January, my shipping costs went through the roof on January. Much more than it was in December. And I was like, I don't have a choice on this. I can't keep eating this into my net margins. And so that's what I had to do on it. So, and please be aware, guys, we haven't changed that. It's been free shipping for orders of $125 or more for like 10 years. 10 years I've kept that price the same, that price point the same, but I haven't changed it. So thank you for understanding. Thank you for working for us on that. We're trying to bring you guys the highest quality supplements we possibly can, with the highest quality service, with the highest quality news for free every day. It's here.
Oh, by the way, a little bit of a humor story. A couple of weeks ago, it got real cold here, and we started having iguanas dropping out of trees.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
And it says, when collecting live, to turn these, they want you to turn them in to the Florida wildlife people, right? Which they kill them.
Don't get them warm, though.
When collecting live stunned cold green iguanas, the FWC advises wearing protective gloves, pants, and a long sleeve shirt to prevent scratches. Iguanas must be placed in a secure, escape proof cloth bag or sack, which must be securely closed. Only cloth bags may be used for primary containment to ensure breathability, so that when they get them to the place they're going to take them, they can kill them.
Well, it's open hunting season on them 24/7 with air rifles. You know that, right?
Before transport, the secure collection bag must be placed into a second locked transport container labeled prohibited reptiles. These people are nuts. Why don't you make it easy? Collected iguanas should be transported to the FWC immediately, reduce the likelihood of the animals regaining mobility.
Well, they will. They'll wake up and get warm, and then they try to bite you.
Mad. Once transport begins, collection bags must remain sealed until transferred to FWC staff to prevent escape or injury of the iguanas before they kill them.
Well, that one's pretty stupid. They don't want people losing their fingers.
When temperatures drop to near freezing below, reptiles and amphibians, including green iguanas, can enter a state of torpor and temporarily lose muscle control, sometimes falling from trees.
FWC
warns the public not to bring cold stunned iguanas into their homes or buildings to warm up, and not to place them in vehicles unless transporting them to the FWC vehicle. In other words, they want you to take care of them and treat them like your pet. Make sure you kiss them, cuddle them, and hug them while you're taking them to be killed.
That's not what they're saying. This because there was a big incident last year where a guy threw it in his back seat to take it to FWC, and it woke up in his hot truck, and it started to bite him and claw him while he was driving down the road.
While he was taking it to have it killed.
Why
don't we just stop taking it to have it killed and put a shovel behind his head?
That's the easiest way to do it, but that's not humane, apparently. You use an air rifle, though. I'm not going to get all I'm going to get all these emails. Everybody's going to say, I'm hating on iguanas. I don't want to hear it. I got all the gator emails. I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
It's been a good show.
Okay, here I am.
Anyways.
Okay, listen. I'm hating on iguanas. I don't like the things.
They're not supposed to be here.
They eat everything.
They're not supposed to be. They're not indigenous to Florida. Let's clarify that. Anyways, guys.
And they lay eggs, a bunch of eggs.
Hope you guys had a fantastic show. crocodile. Don't send me PETA emails. Alligator. Please don't. I'm not moved for right now. It's still freezing. The Kiwanis are still falling. We're still dealing with them right now. It's a sensitive subject for everybody. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Ultimate Multiple on sale right now. Product of the week, last day, take advantage. And also, too, be sure, if you want to order it later on, subscribe and save. Get it delivered to your house every single week, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, wherever you pick. Have an awesome night, my friends. Stay strong, healthy. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
I love you guys. Remember, Jesus is always the reason for everything.